I want to welcome everyone to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha Marsha. In the studio with me, I have Mr. Darius Nix and Miss Zakiya Williams. That's a correction. Zakiya Williams, welcome you two. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
All right. So last year, I had the privilege or the honor, shall I say, of having Darius with me on the show. He was like one of my first few new. Oh, that's okay. He's a busy person. You hear all those chimes in the background. That means that he's a busy person. And really, that means that he's here about business, okay? So he was here last year. He was one of the first few guests that I had a part of my podcast. And he was here with another gentleman. I can't remember his name, but they were here promoting the Shy STEM program that happened only on Saturdays. Well, yes. A lot has changed in 1 year, and now he's here, happy to announce that they have extended it to Shy STEM summer program. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. So that's one thing we know that has happened within a year. Number two, shout out to Zakiya for coming in, because last year we didn't have any female representation. So there you go. So thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. So what has been happening? What's going on?
So this year we have extended our program to the summer. We are going to have our program with Bronzeville Charter School. We are presenting the program with them on the south side of Chicago at 4930 South Cottage Grove in the historical Hills Franciscan building.
So last year, the program was so successful, and you're the founder of it, and you knew that you needed more time.
Exactly. Yes. We didn't get to hit a lot of the elements that we needed to hit last year. Uh-huh. So this year, with a six-week summer program, we'll be able to hit those elements with the children.
Okay. So what are some of those elements? Of course, we know STEM is science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Okay. Absolutely.
And so that will be Zakiya's department. So she's the chief program officer.
Absolutely.
Okay.
AKA the curriculum writer.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm like a crazy science person. Right now I teach computer science, I teach robotics, and of course I teach regular science. And through the program, we learned that the kids were like so engaged in the science, and a lot of it was like only science, and we touched on like the engineering part a little bit, but we wanted to spend more time there. So this time we're being much more intentional around the curriculum that we're going to use and the curriculum that we're going to have, because we want it to be science, but we also want them to get some exposure to science outside of what they're going to see in mm-hmm. their normal classroom. So most of it is going to be that engineering and that technology piece, where a part of our curriculum is going to be coding. We're using a program called Make Code. It's a free program online. Microsoft Office provides it, and the kids will learn how to code code block versus like JavaScript, and they'll be coding to transfer information to a micro bit. It's called a microcontroller. We'll also be doing bioengineering, where they'll build a prosthetic hand. So I'll be giving them like a bunch of different materials, and they'll like problem solve with their group what materials they'll use to make their prosthetic hand. I think that's the one that I'm most excited about. One, because they'll have that science content knowledge to actually build a working prosthetic hand, but they'll also have that creative freedom that they're not always exposed to in school.
Yeah.
And then the other programs is civil engineering, where they'll build a house. But this is so awesome because they're basically learning how like real engineers like build houses, the plumbing portion, the electrical portion.
This isn't a real house though.
No. So,
okay.
I mean, they may be able to afterwards.
I need to enroll myself.
Yeah, so they'll be building a house, but it'll be like a model. It'll be big.
What's the material? What would they?
So this is the most extensive program. It's going to take most of our time for the summer. So they'll spend time learning about like plumbing and how to run like water lines and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And they'll also learn about like electricity, like conductivity and things like that, so that they know in lamest terms, the red versus the black, and like how you connect them and make things actually work so that they can light up their house as well.
Okay.
Those those will be the two areas that we spend the most time on, the plumbing and the electrical, but I may do some exposure to like structural and engineering and things like that as well. So it's jam-packed. I'm excited. This is a project for me because I have the science background, the plumbing and the electrical, I'm still like learning. Okay. So I'm excited about that. But when you take some, as a science teacher or a teacher in general, when you take something and kind of like give it to the kids, they shock you with the stuff that they come up with. Yes. So I'm excited to see that portion of it.
I love to see the outcome of those things. Absolutely. Now, you look pretty young. You know, and you know, you obviously you're deep into your field being in the science, and which is a great thing too, to see a female scientist. Shout out to the ladies.
Shout out.
Yes, absolutely. I'm 28. I'm in my sixth year teaching. I've always taught science. I also have a biology degree, so I have that science background. Uh-huh. I've just been a science nerd since like high school chemistry, and
that's it's gift. My thing. So you just enjoy blowing things up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like allowing my kids to do it. People walk in my class and they're like, it's a mess in here. And I'm like, this is science.
Oh,
if you
yes.
go to Albert Einstein's lab, it was a mess. His hair was a mess. His clothes, like, that's just what we do.
Okay. So do you have like that scientist jacket that you usually wear? You
know? No, I think I'm a little too cool and fashionable for that.
Okay. So what school did you go to?
For college, I went to Illinois State University. That's where I got my bachelor's in biological sciences. And then I went to Relay Graduate School of Education, where I got my master's in secondary science education.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. nice, Darius.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we need to reintroduce you because you over here finding things. You know, your background was in.
My background is in education. Journalism okay. is what I got my first degree in. My second degree was an MBA in education management and leadership.
Okay.
Yes. And what I did want to say about the program as well is, although we have all of this STEM that's going on, the kids also will be participating in sports, dance, yoga, graphic design, and computer science in the second half
Absolutely.
Of the day.
Absolutely.
Well, that's excellent because, you know, summertime is right around the corner, and now parents is like, okay, what do my kids do? What do we do in the summertime? And I'm sure because of your program last year with it being so successful and the kids learning so much, I'm sure parents would be so extra excited to find out that Absolutely. They now have a program for their children to attend. They're not just going to be babysat. They're going to right. learn something. And these are skills, like, these are some great skills to take on.
Absolutely.
So what's the age group that you're dealing with?
So we're going to have ages 6 to 12 would be the ages this year.
Okay.
We also made sure that the tuition this summer, because last year it was actually free, mm-hmm. but we made sure that the tuition was affordable and that we were comparable to Chicago Park Districts.
Okay. Now, do you have any sponsors, or can people donate to the program?
Yes. People can always log on to www.fitcf.org and make a donation toward the program.
Because there are going to be families that may not be able, I know you said you're going to try to make them as affordable, but just in case they do have that option, like for grants and things? Mm-hmm. Or?
Yeah, we do. Okay. We have 20 open seats for scholarships. It would be merit scholarships, and it would also be academic scholarships, and also economics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
Yeah. So we do have 20 seats open.
So right now you're taking applications.
Yes.
Yep. And the deadline is coming up.
Yes. April 30th.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You got my heart beating over here.
April 30th is the deadline.
Okay. So this is going to be all summer. The start date is going to be when?
The start date is going to be June 24th. Mm-hmm. And we end August 3rd.
Yeah. Okay. So that's all summer.
All summer long.
And what are the hours?
The hours are from 8 to 3 p.m., but we also, a lot of parents have requested extended hours, so we do have extended care until 5 p.m.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man, Darius, you're doing great things. I love you for that, brother.
It's always a pleasure being here.
This is what we need in our community, because you're
Absolutely.
Keeping the kids busy. By the time
Absolutely.
They leave you, they go home. I'm going to be so happy.
Tired.
They're going
mm-hmm.
home to go to bed.
Yeah, and I really love the format of our program, because a lot of kids, like, I don't want to go to summer camp. I want to be outside playing. But they're getting that activity in the
right.
afternoon. And they're also, STEM is just going to be fun, too. They're going to be like, okay, this is cool. But they're getting that fun in the afternoon. They're also getting the opportunity to, like, engage in something different. different. Like, these types of STEM programs are what create the engineers and the mathematicians and the doctors, because in our neighborhoods, one, we don't see that a lot. Mm-hmm. And kids think it's like, I can't reach that because sixth grade science is too hard.
It's
for
so
me.
Hard.
I don't understand this. And like, when they see that it's not just like, my teacher gives me this information, they test me on it, and that science is boring. There's so much more to it. There's so much more to it. Yep.
Yeah, that definitely makes a difference versus just sitting in a classroom and mm-hmm. taking notes, you know, and not understanding what they're doing.
What is happening at all.
Its brains are constantly moving. You got to keep them busy.
Absolutely.
So we have the mathematics. So how many staff members are we working with? Because this is a huge deal, and I commend you for giving your time, not only just giving your time, but giving up your summertime. That's a big deal. So how many people are investing their time into doing this summer?
Yes, so we are two of the leaders. We have another leader. Her name is Kristen Adams. She's going to be the director of the program. And then we are going to employ college students to actually execute the instruction of the program and the afternoon portion as well. So we have about 12 staff members to 100 kids is our goal, is to get 100 kids registered.
All right. So right now you are looking for college students to come help out, right?
Absolutely.
So once again, they can go to their website. We're going to say this a few times.
Yes.
So the website to apply for that will be
www.fitcf.org.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And you just look for join our team.
Yes.
Yeah, on the website.
Okay. And I love the idea that you guys are going to be incorporating sports. So are you looking for some coaches or anything?
Well, we are. We have some in mind, but we are. In May, we'll make that final decision, but we are looking for coaches. Yeah. Okay. So that would just be an hour out of the day every day.
Okay.
Yep.
Wonderful. What else should we be learning about this? What should we be looking forward to with this program?
You guys should really be looking forward to students gaining access. I just want Chicago to understand that we are giving students exposure and access to things that they normally would not have access to. Okay. A lot of schools don't have STEM. A lot of schools don't teach science. I'm in a school building right now where we don't teach science. And this is something that students need. They're constantly tested on it by the state. And STEM is everywhere.
Yes,
STEM
it is
in everything.
Running the world.
Yes, it is. Yes. And I love how Zakiya mentioned about the coding and all this technical
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, because this is a new generation, and mm-hmm. these are the things that they're going to be faced with, and this is where the money is at
Absolutely.
As well. So
Absolutely.
You working with them as young as 6 years old, that's pretty darn early.
And that exposure is literally all they need. So this year I'm teaching coding. It's actually my first year teaching coding, and I was a little bit nervous about it because I'm like, I teach science. I don't really know anything about this, but they've been learning. Like, I've been learning with them. Mm-hmm. And like, they come and tell me, like, Ms. Williams, I figured out this. And I'm like, how did you find this? Mm-hmm. It's literally like just putting it in front of them and allowing them that exposure and that freedom to just go and play with the program. And they like rock it. Uh-huh. So that just the exposure is we're offering so much just there.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like taking them beyond the classroom.
Yeah.
Like Zakiya said, the regular, my teacher want me to know this, and then I'm going to be tested on this. It's beyond
yep.
that.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
This is going to be one big happy family for the summer. You know? I get so many guests in here with different opportunities, especially for our youth. There's a lot of things happening in the city, you
yes.
know, and you just, Absolutely. You have to find them. I'm glad that I'm able to provide the platform to get the word out there.
We appreciate that.
And, you know, it's so unfortunate
Absolutely.
That I'm so old now that I can't
yeah,
be
right.
one of the students. But
come on in.
Right. But I definitely will, you know, tell any parent to check this out.
Absolutely.
Definitely
Thank
check
you.
It out. Bronzeville area, that's not mm-hmm. that far. It's in a great area.
It's centrally
you know?
Located
yeah.
in the city.
It
right. It really
yeah,
is.
Absolutely.
And you want to keep your kids busy. You work. Send them off. Do something. Not just sitting in the house playing with their iPhone and their
Absolutely.
Xbox and things.
But exactly.
We definitely want to tell the website again and our social media.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So the website is www.fitcf.org. You can also find us on Instagram at ShyStem Academy on IG.
I think I just want to add for anyone who's listening to just spread the word. Networking and like putting it out in your network and just sharing it with everyone, I think is what's going to help us feel the seats and like have enough kids and then wouldn't have enough kids to fill all the seats, but like provide that exposure to as many kids as possible. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, of course we want 100, but like if we have 150, we're not going to say, oh, you want to like them, we want to get as many kids as possible because this is where it starts. Like, yes, if we start to build that foundation, and we're planning to offer such an amazing program that families will continue to want to come mm-hmm. back. And by the time kids get to our 5-year-olds get to seventh grade and our seventh graders get to high school, like they're more than ready for any STEM career if that's their choice.
Okay.
It's a summer program, but like this is opening the door for them to be able to sit in these types of careers and stuff like that and actually be successful and feel successful and not feel like I don't know what's going on mm-hmm. or I'm not good enough for this. So
it opens up a window. It just opens other things up in your brain.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes. Absolutely.
And the brain is a science.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They ask me stuff about science in class. About the anatomy. And I'm like, I don't remember that. It was like 8 years ago when I took anatomy.
Right. So, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so they do have deadlines that they're working with. Once again, especially if you're trying to apply for a grant, April 30th, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And is this the deadline for everyone for the application?
Yes.
Okay.
April 30th.
April 30th.
Yes.
And the start day of the program is June 24th.
Mm-hmm. And one other important date is the orientation, which is May 18th. So we decided to do the orientation May 18th so that parents can have a chance to actually pay the tuition off before the camp start. It's basically $80. A week for the camp.
Yep.
So we're really cost efficient for the parents.
Okay, great.
Yes.
And I noticed, I've been doing a little bit of digging, but I know that you have a spring fling coming up.
Yes, so that's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year.
Okay.
That fundraiser will help us with those scholarships as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. So y'all can get y'all party on. I'm familiar with DJ R Double. I used to work with him.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a great DJ. So go and check him out while he gets down on the ones and twos. This is going to be at the Promontory, right?
No, it's going to be at the Bureau Bar on Maxwell and Halsted.
Okay.
At the new Bureau Bar.
All right. So you're going to check out all this online. This is also at
fitcf.org.
See?
Yes. Okay. We got it.
Hey, so check out all this. There's a lot happening in the summertime, so get everything lined up. Get in your planners.
Absolutely.
Get the kids busy. These are great things that's mm-hmm. happening. Get involved.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you so much, Darius and Zakia, for
absolutely.
Joining us and spreading the word and putting all this together, because you guys are sacrificing your lives. You're giving your time.
It's worth it.
And I can tell how passionate that you are. So
absolutely.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Too for giving us this platform
absolutely.
Once again.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Shot, pity, 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 shot, pity